Good morning. My name is Patty DeLisio, and welcome to Chef Talk, a part of the Lifestyles on the Oregon Coast programs heard every weekday between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. here on K-Cup. I'm your host, welcoming listeners along the Oregon Coast, across America, and around the world, listening at 1230 a.m. in HD at 100.7 FM-2 and streaming all the time at kcup.net. And my guest this morning is Carolina Liddy from Corvus Landing Farm in Nesquen. Good morning, Carolina.
Good morning, Patty.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's been a beautiful weather here for farming.
I bet. Is it foggy up there this morning?
Not too bad, but we're about 3 miles inland from the ocean, so we kind of get out of the worst of the fog bank.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. We're hit pretty hard this morning here.
Yeah, last night it was.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe how you started your farm, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, well, I grew up in the Boston area and moved to Oregon in 2003 to the Eugene area, where I worked on several different farms for about 5 years, and just fell in love with growing vegetables and with the community around that surrounds that. And so my partner and I decided to move to the coast and start our own farm, and we were very fortunate. We knew a lot of people in Nesquen, and so we moved here, and we're fortunate that a friend had just bought some land and invited us to come and grow some food on it. So that was in 2010. That was our first season, and we've been here for 3 years now.
Wow. How many acres do you farm?
Just one. Right now we're very small. We have a little less than an acre outdoors, and then we have three pretty large greenhouses as well.
Okay.
So, and we're hoping to expand that in the future years, but we feel like we can still do more with our 1 acre, so we're working on that for now.
Okay, and you said that you're a little bit inland of Nesquen.
Yeah, we are up Slab Creek or Nesquen River, about 2 miles up the valley. Occasionally we can hear the ocean. We're still very coastal climate, but we are just out of that immediate wind and fog zone. So we get a lot more sun, and it's just a little bit more of a hospitable growing climate up here.
Sure. And it's amazing how, you know, just a little ways makes a big difference as far as weather, isn't it? Doesn't it?
Yeah, even some of our neighbors will have different weather than us. Or the other big thing with where we are is we're on the coast, a lot of the valleys are very narrow, so there's a lot of, the sun will go behind a hill, or there's a lot of trees that block sunlight, so in these little valleys, you have to find these little niches where you have sun all day, and so some of our friends have a lot less sun than we do, and we notice in the fall, my vegetables just keep growing a little longer than theirs do, because of those extra hours. So
yeah, and it's interesting too, because I live pretty close to the beach, and I have, you know, not a very big garden, but I do grow some herbs, and I notice that even in my small little yard, like one pot will do better than another pot with the same thing in it.
Yeah, it's very, microclimates are a really big deal. Or one thing, a lot of organic farms use row cover, which is a very lightweight spun plastic material that you put over the plants, and it's almost like a blanket. And even the climate under there is completely different than the climate right next to it. There's just so many little factors that influence the specific location of a plant.
Right. So what do you grow?
We grow all kinds of vegetables. We have about 30 different crops. We use natural farming methods, so we're not certified organic, but we do follow all organic standards. We really specialize in crops that do well in the cool coastal climate. So our biggest crop is salad greens, which we sell in many places. A couple restaurants carry them. And then we do a lot of root vegetables, like carrots and beets. We grow lots and lots of potatoes of all kinds. Also peas and beans and several other things out in the field. In addition, in our greenhouse, we do more summer crops. So we grow tomatoes and cucumbers. We grow a lot of basil. We try to grow a really big variety, and we try to add new things every year. So
can you tell me about lima beans?
You know, I actually really can't. I don't know very much about lima beans. I know that it's a little harder to grow dry beans here at the coast because we don't have as long a season for them to, once they mature, for the seed to mature fully and dry down for storage. So I know I don't grow them, but that's all I can really tell you about
them.
Yeah,
it's interesting because, you know, I came here from San Francisco and I used to shop the farmer's market at the Ferry Plaza like religiously every week.
I'm sure.
And we were able to find in the season that they grew fresh lima beans. And since I moved to Oregon, I can't find them. The only place I can find them is in the freezer at the grocery store.
It could be. I mean, out at the coast, it might be just we're just a little cooler, so I've found that I have a little less luck with beans than I did in the Willamette Valley, but it also could just be a marketing thing, and the more people that ask for them, then growers might start to grow them too.
Yeah, so. Maybe. I mean, I keep hoping that one day I'll find a farmer who's growing them, because I want to just invest in their whole crop. Chef Talk. I'm your host, Patty DeLisio, and this morning we're talking with Carolina Liddy from Corvus Landing Farm. And so, Carolina, we were talking right before the break about the kinds of vegetables that you grow. And are any of these vegetables heirloom varieties?
Yeah, we do. We grow several kinds of heirloom tomatoes. I found really good luck with the Russian heirlooms. Since they come from such a cold climate, they tend to grow very quickly and also have really good flavor. So we grow several kinds of those. Some of our potato varieties are heirlooms. Our sugar snap peas, which are really delicious, are heirlooms as well. A lot of the varieties we grow, some of the varieties we grow are hybrids, which are produced on usually on a large scale and are crossed by people. But a lot of the varieties we grow have open pollination, which means that all the plants are planted out next to each other and then just pollinate freely like they would out in nature more. So we have a lot of varieties like that that maybe aren't heirlooms but have been selected by more modern breeders in kind of a more natural way.
Sure, sure. And so where do you sell your products?
We sell them this year. We really expanded our CSA, which is kind of like a farm membership or vegetable subscription program. So that's actually already full for the year, but we're going to be having 32 families that will pick up boxes once a week from the farm. We also do the Lincoln City Farmers Market, which starts actually very soon on May 6th. It's on Sundays from 9 to 3. This year we will only be there for May and June, and then we're actually going to be starting a new farmers market in Nesquin that we're going to be doing starting in July.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. They did it a few times last year and had a great response, so we're really looking forward to doing that this year. And then we also have an on-site farm stand, which will start on Tuesdays in May. And we also sell our greens. Right now our greens are at Trillium and later at Trillium Natural Foods in Lincoln City. And later in the season we'll have more other selections there too. We also have greens at the Bay House Restaurant and the Grateful Bread Restaurant in Pacific City.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we try to get around quite a bit and try and have our product available in a lot of different places. So
sure. And you know, having it available like at Trillium, for example, I mean, their produce section is so tiny, right? It's really small. So the fact that they have a really nice quality product, you know, kind of makes up for the fact that they don't have room for a lot, right?
Yeah, well, I've really enjoyed working with Trillium. Yeah. They've been supporters since we started, and I really find that though they are a small store, they make a real effort to keep a wide selection and to get in. And they've, you know, as soon as I asked them if they wanted to buy our vegetables, they were really excited about stocking local natural produce. So yeah, they do. I think they do a great job in spite of their size.
Yeah, so. They do. And they are really big supporters of local farms. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your business philosophy and like maybe your, you know, kind of the mission as to why you're doing what you're doing? Because this isn't an easy thing, you know, farming.
It's not. It's really a labor of love, you know, and primarily we do it because we love it. My real goal is to grow delicious, fresh vegetables for people around here. And I think especially what I've seen is the coast does not have a lot of fresh produce being grown. And we really love the community out here. My partner Mike also works on the farm with me. So we really love the community out here and wanted to provide something really fresh and really healthy just for the people around here. And we also really believe strongly in using all natural methods and preserving and protecting the health of our soil and the wildlife that shares our land and also the people in our neighborhood. So,
do you have any specific kind of farming method that you use?
Well, I do. Like I said, I follow organic standards. So So that means that I don't use any synthetic fertilizers or synthetic pesticides. I do try to really take a holistic approach. So in general, there are a lot of sprays that people use that are totally approved for organic production, that are, you know, a fungicide that is actually just a beneficial bacteria. And I try to really not use those very much. I prefer to promote biodiversity on the farm and really promote nutrition, you know, giving the plants a very healthy, keeping the plants very healthy so that they grow and flourish and are just naturally resistant to pests.
Sure.
So that's really important to me, to biodiversity, and also I think that that really contributes to the nutrition of the vegetables, because I focus on giving them lots of what would be, you know, vitamins and minerals for us. And so the plants get a really balanced diet, and then they grow much healthier, and then I think that the food that they produce is much healthier for us as well.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right, spot on. What are your thoughts on biodynamics? I've been hearing a lot about that lately.
Yeah, I used to work for a biodynamic farm, actually, called Wintergreen Farm, which is west of Eugene. It's a really neat practice. It's based on the teachings of Rudolf Steiner,
right,
who was the founder of Waldorf schools. And I don't follow biodynamic practices myself, just because it's just a whole layer of farming that I haven't quite gotten into yet. So, but it usually looks a lot at cosmic forces, actually, that are how the planets and the stars align, and then also people make special preparations that almost work like homeopathic remedies on the field. You add a very small amount to trigger these responses in the field. So it's definitely, it takes a lot. The guy I used to work for at Wintergreen was a really wonderful, wonderful person, and he was very devoted to the study and the understanding of biodynamics, and it really takes somebody who has that kind of passion for it to make it work well, I think.
Right, and it also follows, doesn't it also follow like the lunar cycle too?
Yes, very much, and there's a lot of sort of certain days that you should work with certain crops and certain days that you shouldn't work with other crops. The piece of biodynamic farming that I do really want to incorporate into my farm is this idea. They really look at the farm as a whole organism, and I do really share that with biodynamics, where they, in a biodynamic farm, they usually have cows that provide the fertility for the farm,
right,
through their manure, and they have a lot of pasture rotations, and they look at the whole farm as one organism, which I think is I do really take that approach to the farm, looking at everything working together, and the soil is just such a diverse living creature, really, and so looking at the soil in that way rather than as just a medium for growing plants.
Right, so. Right. Yeah, because like you said, I mean, the plants are happy, they're healthy, they're getting what they need out of that soil, mm-hmm. and therefore when you ingest them, you're getting what you need because the plant has all those nutrients that, you know, it's meant to have, right?
Exactly. So they are just much more rounded out plants, I think.
Right. So you're talking about how you supply greens to the Bay House. So that's pretty, you know, they buy directly from you?
Yes, they do. They actually also started buying our greens in our first year, and they buy also quite a bit of other products. Right now we're also selling them microgreens and herbs, and then in the summer they just buy all kinds of stuff. And we found that to also be a great relationship because they change their menu so often, and they really are focusing on getting local seasonal items. So a lot of the time if I call them one week and say, you know, I have a few extra heads of cauliflower, then they'll be happy to buy them, and that'll be their soup for the week or something like that.
Right.
So that's been a really good relationship, and I think they, you know, they put us on the menu, and they really like to give support and publicity to the local farms and other local producers.
Right. And that's a really good example of the farm, the, you know, the quote-unquote farm-to-table movement, right?
Definitely, yeah. They really, and I think they've really focused on that to make that a priority for them. And I think there are a lot of other restaurants that, both on the coast, but especially you see it a lot more in Portland and Eugene, where restaurants are really focusing on that. And there's even a couple restaurants that grow their own food.
Yeah.
But I also, when I was in Eugene, I worked with the food bank, and they were really involved in getting local food into schools and having school gardens get set up and getting more fresh produce into school lunches and things like that, which I think is a really great project. And I know there are a few people trying to start working on that in Tillamook County as well. And We're actually in Nesco, and we're at the very south end of Tillamook County, so I know a little bit more about what's happening here on that front.
Right. And there, I can tell you that there is a program here. Mm-hmm. It's kind of in its initial stages, where they're in Lincoln County, where they're looking at how they can get more healthy eating habits in the schools, you know, and with the children. Mm-hmm. So that they have the opportunities, you know, to choose instead of getting whatever the cafeteria food is selling, to get a salad instead. You know, because if they're given that choice, they take it, right?
Yeah, and what I found, there's actually Nesquin Valley School is right up the street from us, which is a smaller private K-8 or pre-K-8 school. And we found that they will sometimes buy salad and put it out, and the kids just eat it all up because it is really fresh and delicious, and a lot of the kids, when they're given that option, do take it, like you said. So,
right.
And I found, too, I mean, the great thing with farm to table is that it keeps a lot more money in the community. So these, like when they're, especially when there's a large, like a hospital or a really large organization that starts buying locally, they're buying a lot of food. And normally that food is going to a distributor out of state and then to a farmer out of state.
Right.
Whereas when it's bought direct, both the money stays in the community and also more money actually goes to the farmer.
Right.
I think, at least in the past when I heard about it, it was usually 19 cents of every dollar that you spend on food actually goes to the farmer.
Yeah.
Whereas when you buy from me, I get, you know, all the money goes directly into a local business.
Right. So. Right. And you're also getting food that isn't processed. It doesn't come from a country that's, you know, thousands of miles away. And that nutritional value that we've already been talking about is much more inherent in the vegetable than, you know, something that came from, you know, Argentina, for example.
Yeah, exactly. And to me, a really big thing that I focus on is freshness, because
yes.
As food sits, those molecules and chemicals and vitamins start to break down,
right.
as the older it gets. And so, you know, something like when the Bay House buys greens from me, they were harvested that morning, and everybody tells me they last much longer, and they keep the quality just stays around much longer. And so if we're serving that in a school, then kids are going to just be getting a lot more vitamins out of eating that fresher food.
Yeah, and I think you can taste it too.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know I can. I definitely taste the difference when I buy packaged salad greens as opposed to getting, you know, fresh greens like you sell.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a huge difference in flavor.
And so, and that's kind of what I tell. Occasionally people ask me why my prices are higher than the grocery store, and that's one thing that I tell them is that nutritionally, you know, you're getting a much better deal here because you might be spending a little more, but you're getting so many more vitamins and so much more nutrition out of that food.
Right.
Out of eating the same bulk of food or the same cost of food.
Right. So, Carolina, before we wrap up, how can people find you?
We have a website that I keep pretty regularly updated, and that is corvuslanding.com, and Corvus is spelled Corvus. We also have a Facebook page, and you can search just for Corvus Landing on Facebook. And then all my other contact info, I can either say it here or it's all right on the website. So.
Okay.
And people can also, we have an email list that I send out something every few weeks or so when we're going, when we have new stuff coming on or when we're markets are starting and stopping. And people can also just sign up for that directly on my website.
Well, great. I want to thank you so much for being with me today. It's been great talking with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, so you've been listening to Chef Talk, and I'm your host, Patty DeLisio. Join me each week at this time as part of the Lifestyles on the Central Oregon Coast programs on KCUP at 1230 a.m. in HD at 100.7 FM-2 and streaming all the time at kcup.net. And this broadcast is available as a podcast after 12 noon today at kcup.net. Thank you for listening.